Let's go back to at or about the time of your deposition. I asked you to prepare a written narrative report for purposes of providing it to Mr. Pantone at your deposition, correct?
Right.
So let's take a look at those pages. Let's blow this up. So the first thing that Mr. Pantone focused upon is this, ending March 4th. In fact, I'll represent to you, Dr. Ward, that the termination date was actually September 5th, 2000. I may have, at or about the time of your deposition, given you a date that was off by a day. But in any event, this statement here, the share value he lost due to his employment ending on September 4th, 2000, rather than May 4th, 2001, did you mean March 4th, 2001?
Right.
Is that a typo?
Yes.
And this total number, total as of that date meaning a date that's 6 months after termination, correct?
Right.
When you write a total of 186,667 shares would have been released to Dr. Zarnik as of the original purchase of 400,000 shares, did you mean this paragraph to say a total of 186,667 plus 40,000 additional shares?
No, the 186 is the number that would have been repurchased.
Okay.
Leaving...
Repurchased, not released?
Leaving 40,000 shares. Yeah, 40,000 is the relevant number.
Okay, so to understand some of the testimony that Mr. Pantone brought out, he said you dealt with these issues before. In other words, economic damages calculation in a termination case, correct?
Sure.
In fact, isn't it true, even if it's somewhat remote in time, you have worked as a retained expert not only for me, but you've also worked with Tony Pantone?
Yes.
So we've both retained you as an expert at various points in time.
Right.
And to the extent there might have been any suggestion to the jury that I asked you to calculate your alternative damages because there is liability, isn't it true, Dr. Ward, that at least in prior cases you've worked on with me, I've always asked you to provide an alternative damages analysis, even in cases in which we got defense verdicts?
Objection. Relevance.
Sustained.
Did I ask you in asking you to prepare an alternative damages analysis, I did not suggest to you in any way there was liability, did I?
No.
Now, with respect to the issue about whether other senior managers left Illumina or were fired from Illumina, you have no information on that issue, correct?
Right.
And when Mr. Pantone was asking you whether... Let's put back up Mr. Brinig's scenario. When Mr. Pantone asked you with respect to Brinig's scenario one, you were saying that some of his assumptions are ones which you have not made, and that is that he would have remained, with respect to the past, which is passed through today. One assumption encompassed within this number is that Dr. Zarnik would have remained employed at least through today.
Right.
And that is an assumption that you've not made.
Correct.
Another assumption is that Dr. Zarnik would have in fact been given this 100,000 share block, correct?
Right.
That's an assumption you haven't made.
Correct.
And an assumption made with respect to the future damages elements of Scenario 1 is again an assumption that he would remain employed through the end of the vesting period with respect to all three blocks.
Correct.
That he would have been in fact granted the 100,000 block.
Right.
And a big assumption underlying this element of the damages is that applying a marketability discount is appropriate, correct?
Right.
And as you testified earlier, the marketability discount studies that do exist are studies that were done based upon actual sales of stock, which were restricted in some way, but not completely restricted.
Correct.
In our case, Dr. Zarnik's ability to sell or even to contract to sell his unreleased shares was in fact completely restricted.
Cumulative.
That's my understanding.
It is.
And you have the same issue with respect to Scenario 2 in its entirety, correct?
Right.
Thank you.